Welcome to the Capoeira Podcast. I'm Jamie.
And it's Eugene, guys. How's it going?
I hope you're doing good out there. We have some, before we even start with this episode, we have some fucking amazing news.
Yeah, seriously.
We are now available for download at the iTunes store.
iTunes, motherfucker. So, motherfucking iTunes.
iTunes, man. So if you just search in the iTunes store under the podcast, the Capoeira Podcast, you can now download us instead of having to access Podomatic, which we were originally from. We're still there if you're subscribing, but this will actually make it easier for most of you iPhone people.
Dude, we're going to upgrade from like 10 listeners to, I don't know, 25 haters?
Well, I mean, my teacher said if we don't have haters, then we're not doing it right, so.
Let's do it right, then.
So, let's see what happens now. Yeah, I'm really excited, actually.
Yeah, absolutely. I didn't anticipate that news when you told me, so I was just totally stoked and looking forward to see what this road will lead to.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. So we are finally in December.
Happy holidays, y'all.
Yeah, I hope you guys had a good Thanksgiving. And with the holidays, I think it's a super busy time. Like, I keep forgetting that it's December. Like, I actually don't realize that my school for the semester is pretty much almost done next week. And I'm, like, super behind in homework, so I gotta get that done.
Ooh, you gotta get on some all-nighters. I forgot about school. Yeah, honestly, school is non-existent in my life anymore.
I wish it was all work, but I'm trying to juggle everything. And I think with trying to juggle everything along with Christmas, I think that there is always a significant drop in people not training.
Oh, yeah.
It goes from, like, 20 people in class down to 10, and if the weather is shitty and it's super cold, it goes down to, like, 8, sometimes even 4.
Oh, because it's cold in California. 50 degrees and people are busting out their damn scarves and
whatever,
their beanies.
We look cute.
It's coffee weather.
I look cute in that shit.
I love my scarf.
At least I still go to training. But there are different reasons why we don't train, because whether it be Christmas parties, like I said, I have a lot of school, and when there's holidays, if they have a day off and I don't really get a jump on my day, I really can just, you know, spend the whole day just binge watching on, like, Friday Night Lights on Netflix.
Ooh. I need to get back to that show. I think I only did, like, one or two episodes
of
that.
It's an amazing show. It's like a really good show.
Yeah,
for sure.
Nobody
watched in 2005.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah.
Midwest America.
It's actually Texas. Not really the Midwest, but.
Oh, white people.
Yeah. But I mean, with that, there's a lot of reasons why we think we can't train, whether it be, like I said, spending time and chilling because of, like, the shortened work week, because of the holidays, or just not a lot of work coming in, depending on what you're doing. Or it could be, like, super busy. I have some friends in the video game world where December is just a crazy time where they have to submit a bunch of stuff before the holidays.
Absolutely. I think the holidays is just peak season for everyone. I mean, my aunt's trying to come down for the holidays, and she works for the freaking airline industry.
Yeah, it's a lot of traveling that you may be doing. Also partying, drinking, sometimes
ugly Christmas sweater parties.
Yeah, just
white,
like,
elephant parties.
There's always something going on, I feel like, during December. So, and with the partying comes with alcohol, junk food, and then you have just feeling like shit because you ate shitty.
But then there's the new year, and you get that fresh start.
Well, I mean, of course. And it's almost like that fresh start gives us that cheap excuse for, like, okay, like, well, I may be shitty now and slacking off, so I'll just slack off now before the holidays. But I really feel like you shouldn't be doing that. Like, why do you want to find a reason to slack off when you might as well just start working now?
I firmly believe that, and I think I've been, for the most part, true to that. And it's because of my tight schedule that I've been pretty consistent thus far. So it's finding that happy medium, for sure. Work, school, whatever, shopping, and training.
I was going to say shopping. I actually got a leg up on my shopping. I shopped for all my shit in August.
See, I don't think that far ahead of Yeah, I'm not good at that. I applaud you for being able to find gifts. By the way, I know what I'm gonna get you.
You know what's funny is I forgot almost what I got you, but I know that I did let the cat out of the bag for last week when it was my birthday. I was drunk and I went drunk shopping.
Oh, yes.
And we are gonna see in April, we are gonna see Newsies.
That's going to be... I haven't seen...
Panties, I don't even know where. We're seeing Newsies, but we are sitting so damn close that...
They're going to whip their faces and their sweat's going to go on my face.
You're going to really see through their pants if they're the King of New York.
Whoa. I wasn't going to go there, but hey.
Yeah. So Eugene knows one of the presents that I got him. I don't know what he got me, but I will be pleasantly surprised because he knows me.
I'm excited for them.
But like I said, you know, it's like that's kind of one of the sometimes excuses that people have when it's like it's time to train. And they're just like, and honestly, I don't even call it excuses. Maybe the only time that you can go shopping is that time, like after work or something like that.
After work when maybe it is time for training.
Yeah. And I mean, yeah, I understand like walking around can be a little bit of exercise, but you kind of want to, you know, have your body to be at a certain, you know, like beats per minute or whatever, an incline and energy. It's really important, I think, because you want to keep the energy up, not with just yourself, but I think with your school.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it's good to train consistently. Also, it gives you a lot more energy to do more of those things.
Yes, absolutely. You know what? I agree with you on that one, because I find myself parking a lot further than I would have mm-hmm. in the past. Like today when we were at the mall. All those people crowding down in the first floor. I'm like, dude, there's so many spots up here.
Just one floor up.
Yeah, it was just one floor up and all these spots.
Just a few hundred feet that you had to walk a little bit more.
And it's like people were honking. They were just being lazy. And definitely, I think that's one of the things I freaking love about Capoeira is that it brought my health up to a point where I'm okay doing a lot more things than I would have in the past. I would have definitely been one of those people like, oh, where's the close spot?
I agree. No, I agree. And I think that we get caught up a lot in stuff like parties and meeting friends and stuff. So I think, and I think you want to have that energy to meet up with people and being able to run all those errands. So I think there's a few things where you can do in order to make your schedule fit more. I think one would be to, I always have an emergency capoeira uniform and or gym clothes.
Oh, nice.
And sometimes I do, and I mean, it's just like, it's almost natural. I'll always pack my gym shoes no matter what, or I'll always have a pair of gym shoes in my car.
Yeah.
So, worst comes to worst.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, if you can't go to capoeira class, go hit the group X room, or just hit the corner in the gym where they do stretching, and, you know, practice some kicks, practice some stretches, some ketajihin, where you can do that. So I always do that. I always pack. Also, like, you're more inclined to want to go to the gym because it's like you have your uniform, you have your clothes with you instead of saying, like, oh, I got to go home. And sometimes I'll have ADD when I go home. Like, I'll be like, okay, ooh, I'm going to go home, I'm going to change in my clothes, and then you end up just
hitting that
down.
Couch or the
yeah,
bed?
Yeah, hitting that couch.
Ooh, I'm notorious for that.
Watching whatever Shonda Rhimes, whatever show she made that's available on Netflix now, and I'm guilty of that, but there's little tricks like that get me into the gym. Another one is, I think now that we're all older, a lot of us are, not me, not you, certainly not you, are starting to have kids. Oh. So another thing I was thinking was, if you have kids and you can't get away, intensely clean your house and do olés and awus at the same time. It sounds weird, but,
I haven't met anyone that has.
You're vacuuming, just drop down and do a couple awus, I think. I think it's little by little, you know.
It'll make an interesting day at home, for sure.
I think, I think it'll kind of, like, strengthen yourself a little, maybe strengthen your legs by kind of just doing a little bit of a work around the house like that.
I've done that a couple times, but not so much in the mode of cleaning, but just, like, I see the space that I'm in and I start to do cartwheels and seeing how much I can do in that small space. And it's actually good training because I know I saw a video a while back. I think it was Contramestre Piolio, and he did this amazing video where he was just in his living room. It was like a studio apartment, but he was able to just move around the entire room so fluidly. And it was pretty cool. So I definitely think using the space that you have at home is a cool idea.
Yeah, or even just train outdoors. If you have a house or something, or if you live near a park, I love being able to go out or just do work in my backyard. If I'm in a bind, if I cannot go to the gym, and, you know, it's like it would take too long to drive to the gym, or you can't make class, training in your living room or training in your backyard or nearby park is enough, too. You just have to have, like, a lot of self-motivation. And that's what I would do. Like, yesterday, I actually have some Baz Luhrmann workout tapes. It's a CD where he just shouts combinations. I substitute for Capoeira. And yesterday, I did about a good 30 to 40 minutes of work, and I was drenched.
Nice.
Yeah, and nice. It was a lot of core work. Like, my stomach, my arms hurt a little bit, but I'm down to train tonight. So that's another good thing. And practice music. Once again, guys, music is just as important as movement.
That's an easy one. That should be no-brainer.
That should be no-brainer, but some people...
You should just get, like, just... You have... I know most of you out there have a freaking smartphone. Just bust out the YouTube. I know there's, like, one particular... what's his name? It's, like, Jay Casty or something like that.
Oh, yeah. I don't even know she's still...
He or she. I don't know.
No, it's a she.
She has so many songs with lyrics on there. There's no reason why.
She's one of the innovators of that, actually. She was one of the first people to do it. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, no, you should definitely search hers. You can learn a new song. Because that's definitely part of training. And I think a lot of people neglect to even think about that. It's not just physical.
And a lot of us are on the road. I know a lot of us are driving out there on the during rush hour to and from work. That's the perfect time to learn music.
Yeah, my steering... I drum on my steering wheel more than probably an actual atsubaki.
Right?
In traffic.
Yeah, my problem is the way I sing out in the car. It's not exactly how I sing out at the bateria. I did a jesha the other day, and I hit that. Bye. I was like, oh, God. Everyone was cringing around me. All right, time to change the song.
Oh, wow, that happened?
It was like, jesha, dansa do nego. Ivai. I was like, oh. And everyone was, like, looking. I was like, damn.
Yeah, that's when practicing comes in. So that's what you can do if you're in the house. For those of you that are that have legit jobs, for one, applause that you have a legit job and you're a capoeirista.
Good job.
Yes. But if you're traveling and you're like going on business trips, I think that you should definitely try to stake out some schools and train. And train out there.
Because so many more schools out there.
It's really cool. You can go to a school where they don't even speak your language, but the capoeira moves will still be the same.
That's a beautiful thing about capoeira is the language itself. It kind of helps create this type of camaraderie between a group of people who might not be even speaking the same language. Like at Bay Area, when I was working with the cats from Korea... No words were exchanged at all.
Right.
It was just like, un, dois, tres, você vai aqui, like, da-da-da-da-da-da. Like, it was pretty cool. And then by the end of the trip, like, they're like, yeah, come to Korea. I'm like, I'm there.
I
want to
go.
Just let me know. Yeah, absolutely. Which is Zumbi's out there with his group, and they're all cool
nice.
Cats. Yeah.
Yeah, also, I think it also is kind of cool to put yourself in an uncomfortable position by going to a new school, meeting some friends, and it gets to motivate you because you're in a new environment where you kind of want to prove yourself. So if you're traveling out there on business trips, definitely check to see if the school's open or whatever. I mean, depending on where you go, based on holiday hours and stuff and nights where they may be closed. Definitely, if you're on a business trip or you're just traveling and visiting family for Christmas, see if there's a school out there.
There's so many.
Yeah. I think with all of these things, I think it's almost impossible to find an excuse not to work out.
I agree. Right? I definitely agree. You know, because it's just, I mean, I'll be honest, I have that personal struggle because of my work schedule to find those moments to train. And the times that I do, I mean, I... go for it. I soak it up for all it's worth. Even if it was like a hoda, was it this past weekend? Like, mm-hmm. I barely had any time to play, but for the moments that I did play, like, I went hard and it was awesome. Absolutely awesome. I was happy about that. So finding that time and making it make it worthwhile is definitely the way to go.
Also, it's just really good to just train and be physical. Like, no, yeah, like last week it was raining. I couldn't get to class, so I went to the gym. I did some treadmill, and then I did some quick stretching exercises. I practiced my ponches for a while, and then kind of, like, combined kicks with ponches, which are back bridges, which was awesome. I worked on my core a lot. I'm starting to feel a lot more flexible again.
In my hips. Awesome.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it is hard. I can understand why sometimes it's awesome to stay in. Trust me, that rain, I really just wanted to curl up and watch Private Practice on Netflix. I'm loving Private Practice, by the way. I think it's because I'm like past 30 now, where I'm just like, I can totally, like, I get it. I'm an adult.
They're get
an adult.
Where you're coming from.
I absolutely get where they're coming from more than Grey's Anatomy, which is crazy. But yeah, no, I totally understand that. I've been there. It is hard to get up and do it, but the first steps are just starting to move your feet and just start going for the door and then start driving to the gym. And I was going to say my trainer from CrossFit kind of she gave me this tip was to don't commit to like a whole hour. You can just commit to like half an hour. So when you start to get into it and that half an hour passes, you know you can go the next half an hour.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
I've never looked at it that way. I've always been the type to, like, okay, can I commit at least an hour?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's almost like setting little goals. Like, it's like a manageable goal, like half an hour. I can do 30 minutes. And then once that 30 minute passes, I can do another half hour.
Right on. Right on. I like it.
So, yeah, I know that holidays are crazy. And also, I mean, I think you should take advantage because Christmas, New Year's Eve, like, that's when they'll obviously close the studio down. So it's like you're almost like you're getting less classes that month if you don't train. Even less if you don't show up.
There's so many last hodas and Christmas hodas.
Yeah. I mean, if you don't train this winter, like, I don't know. That's sad. Because there's almost like no excuse. Absolutely. We actually, I know that there's going to be another Kapawada exchange in January.
That's going to be so fun.
That's going to be awesome. We're You should try to get a cover, man, or at least try to get a night shift.
I'm really excited for it. I think I'm working.
We're going to do it at Union Station, and a couple of people are going to take the train, and there's going to be some hodas on the subway cars.
I could take the train.
Yeah.
From Pomona.
Yeah.
I could definitely take the train. If I can get on that train in Pomona and make my way over there, I'm definitely going to go.
And you guys listening out there, definitely take a camera, take your iPhone, definitely videotape if there's going to be, you guys are going to do hodas. If you're driving, definitely just take some footage of you guys just singing in the car Kapawada songs. See if you can play a pandero in the back seat or something like that. Because I think Moito wants to...
yeah, I saw that.
Moito Tempo wants to edit my teacher. So there's that. There's definitely going to be a lot of end-of-the-year hodas, like at the main studio at BBCC in Culver. Kapawada Brazil is probably going to do some sort of a end-of-the-year hoda also in their different schools. What else? Oh, on Sunday, this Sunday, which would be, what's the date of this Sunday?
The 14th, I think.
Is it the 14th?
Yeah.
Let me just...
That's the day after the wedding that I'm in.
Yes, the 14th. Valley Kapawada Batuki will be doing a poker day.
Oh, that's right. It's a poker barbecue.
It's a poker day. It's starting at 11 a.m., truth be told, 11 a.m. is when I would stop playing poker because I've been playing it all night. But they're going to start it at 11 a.m. It is $25 to get in, $15 for the barbecue only and to hang out. Other than that, donation base. Definitely support their school. They deserve it. They're going to have their first bachizado the last Friday, Saturday of April. So that's going to be awesome. And then in the future, they're going to have they're going to have a couple others. What else? What other events do we got on board?
I think, I forget what day it is, but I know for sure Kapawada Manjingero is having a fundraiser as well. That's actually the same day as the poker.
The poker.
It's at the 14th, but it's at 3 in the afternoon. They're doing a feijoada fundraiser. Ooh. So if you guys out in the OC, Huntington Beach area.
If you're into trotters
area,
and beans.
Definitely.
Yeah. It's good. It's gelatinous. But, no, definitely support your capoeira schools, guys. Not only do you give energy in the huerta, also give energy in the community. Show some face. Buy some shit. Give them money. Any other huerta's or anything going on?
That's all I can... I think Santa Ana was doing a Christmas huerta, but I forget what day. I'm trying to remember right now.
I can't check because my phone is on this.
I can't find it right now.
All right. Well, just keep your eye on the lookout of anything. Hopefully,
Facebooky.
Yeah, hopefully you guys are going to follow us on iTunes.
Oh, gosh. I'm so excited for that.
Yeah, and definitely, like, post some comments if you have any questions or...
Hate mail?
I don't know about hate mail. Any questions or anything really you want to let us know, we'll read it out loud, or maybe we'll read it out loud if it's good enough.
Help us grow. I definitely am a very...
Have any ideas on what you'd like us to talk about?
To objective criticism and helping us kind of evolve as we go forward. So please, please do send us that information.
Yeah, it would be awesome. And stay tuned for our next podcast.
I think we'll see you guys next year.
No, we'll do one before Christmas.
One before Christmas?
One before Christmas, cool. Yeah. And yeah, so I hope you enjoyed it.